Hey, Mrs. K, get off Mr. K and listen to Max Inc. Radio.
Get out of here or I'll kick your ass.
Radio for the people.
Drivers at the wheel.
Yeah. Highway 49. That's James Earl Tate on Max Inc. Radio. We are local music. Some great blues there. We'll get more about James in just a second. I got to tell you, head to the website, maxincradio.com. You can download the podcast, listen to the show, all your favorite interviews and our past performances live in the Devil's Lair, and the Max Inc. live music calendars, all at maxincradio.com.
Hey, Jimmy, our next guest is here. His name is James Earl Tate. And, you know, when I was in Madison in the 90s, one thing you could always count on was Tate's Million Dollar Open Jam. And that was happening at OK's Corral before it burned down. He is a legendary blues artist here in Madison. And now he's just putting out new music. In fact, we just heard a premiere. Yay. of one of his new songs that are
awesome.
For best song for blues and R&B. He's also up for best singer. Right now, in the studio with us, the one, the only, James Earl Tate. James, welcome to Max Inc. Radio.
Hi, James.
Thanks for having me.
Oh, my gosh. So exciting to have him here, Racker.
Thank you so much.
Oh, and that song was amazing.
Yeah, it was.
How did it feel to hear that on the radio?
Very enlightening.
That's awesome.
Well, you must have had songs played on the radio here in Madison.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I'm glad we could play that one and be the first to play it.
Okay. Thank you so much. I love that song.
We do, too.
Tell us about the song.
That song is introduced to me by the legendary Magic Slim.
Ooh. Yeah.
Magic Slim and the Teardrop, they was called at that time. So that Highway 49 was introduced to me by him.
Wow.
Wow. That was a great song. Now, you know, you're out with some new music.
Yes, sir.
So you have a new band.
Yes, sir.
Tell us a little bit about your band for our listeners who aren't familiar with James Earl Tate and your new
James
band.
Earl Tate and the 008 band. 008 band.
Oh, yeah.
And we call it 008 band because James Bond had a license to kill. James Earl Tate have a license to thrill.
Oh,
yeah.
There
yes.
it is.
Thank I you. Love that.
Thank you. That's clever. I like that.
And he's been thrilling me the whole time he's here. My goodness, he's so fun to chat with. So much history that he's been sharing.
I'm glad you think so, Lou. Thank you so much.
I do. Yeah, finish telling us more about your band. Who's playing with you these days?
I have a group of guys that play with me really well that like me, and they help keep me focused. And I hope we continue to play. And I'm still alive. I'm only 75. I'll be 75 in January, I should say.
Yeah.
So I hope to hang around for a good long time.
We do too.
Yeah.
Now you have Ken Kepler, who's a local studio owner here in Madison.
Yes, sir.
He's playing on your drums. Who do you have on guitar?
Bob Geisler.
Bob Geisler.
Yes,
sir. I'm not sure. Who has he played with before?
He played with a lot of people. He's from a family of players. His whole family is a musician. His sister is a drummer from New York, Barbara. Nice. And anyway, his whole family is kind of like the Partridge family, but it's the Geisler family.
That's awesome. did I hear some saxophone on there, too?
Yes. That gentleman, his name is Dr. Dan.
Dr. Dan?
Yes. A wonderful doctor, goes all over the world and does things to help people out.
That's important.
Oh, wow. He's traveling.
He's a brain surgeon.
Oh my gosh! Wow.
Literal.
Wow.
Yeah, you're not kidding.
You know what's really interesting about the blues, James, is that everybody has a really cool name.
Mm-hmm.
You know that mm-hmm. plays. What's the coolest blues name of an artist out there, you think?
My good friend Luther Allison.
Luther.
Yeah.
Love Luther.
I used to be the sound man for his show.
No kidding.
Wow.
And I got to travel all over the world with Luther Allison.
Oh, you're kidding.
My good friend, he was my fishing buddy. We used to go fishing together.
Wow. And what year did you start doing sound with Luther Allison?
Oh, way back. I can't remember the years, but way back.
Like 70s?
Absolutely.
Yep.
Absolutely. Yeah. I met him at the Nitty Gritty downtown Madison.
Wow. Oh, wow. Was it his birthday?
Having a free beer? I suppose you've seen many of shows at Luther's Blues.
Absolutely.
When they were here in Madison.
Absolutely.
I love that place. A great blues bar upstairs on University Avenue.
Yes, sir. Wonderful place.
Well, tell us a good story about Luther Allison maybe being on tour or something that you thought where he was really just a special person?
Well, he was a magical person. He was very influenced on me. I can tell you a quick little story about me. Okay. I used to stutter really, really bad where I could barely talk. And Luther got me over that. So, and he said, man, just go. He gave the mic to me a couple of times to go out and do a couple of songs. He said, keep it up and you'll be able to get over it. So eventually I was able to get over my stutter.
Oh, wow. Man.
That's incredible.
By singing, yeah.
Now all of a sudden I'm trying to sing. So that's amazing to me.
That is.
I don't know.
Oh, no, that's. But we are so glad you are.
It gives you an excuse to go through life singing.
Yes.
Yeah, well, I kind of like what I do. And the new band I have now keep me focused.
Yeah.
So I'm happy about that.
That's great.
Now, speaking of the new band, you guys are doing a show, an open blues jam, at the Red Rooster every other Thursday.
Yes, it used to be called the Knuckle Down, but it's called the Red Rooster nowadays.
Yes.
That's right, over here in Madison.
And, correct.
Let's see. So you're going to be August 9th, August 18th, and August 24th. And so people just show up and you have instruments there and they can sign up and jam with you? Or how does that work?
Well, yes. We have a sign-up sheet, and if you can play, we'll get you up there.
Oh, my gosh.
Rocker can play drums.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Well, we'd love to have him. But you got to be able to play.
Oh, I can play.
Well, you're stepping up on stage with James Earl Tate. You better know how to play.
About drums, real quick. You ever play with Clyde Stubblefield?
Absolutely. Clyde was a good friend of mine because I knew his brother, Frank Stubblefield. I knew his brother.
Yeah, yeah.
So I met Clyde when he first come to Madison in 69.
Oh, my gosh.
And I was real good friends with Clyde. And Clyde used to play at this place called, well, it was called the Knuckle Down at the time. Yeah. Clyde had played there.
Wow.
So, I want James Earl Tate to write a book.
Yes.
Because I feel like you have so many stories to share. Wow.
Well, I don't know if there's stories. It's more or less about my life.
That's a story.
I think it's fascinating.
Well, I was born in a cotton field down in Mississippi, so I've come a long ways in my opinion.
Oh, yes.
I would say.
Oh. And didn't you say Highway 49, the song we listened to right before we started chatting with you, that's based on a highway from your hometown?
Yes, down in the Mississippi area.
Yeah.
Highway 49 and 61 that cross each other down there.
Yeah.
In the Arkansas, Mississippi area.
The crossroads.
Yes.
Go ahead, sir.
James Earl Tate is with us here on Max Inc. Radio. If you got a question for him, feel free to give us a call real quick. 844-967-2789. 844-96-PARTY. And you're going to get some, or you're nominated for some MAMA Awards,
Yay!
Too. Madison Area Music Association.
Really?
Oh, you don't know about this?
No.
This was supposed to be a surprise, everybody. I just broke the
surprise. No one ever tells me anything.
Oh, my gosh. I wish we had drums here so we could do like a drum roll for him.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh.
Well, we got to vote for you. You're up for Best Singer and Best Song. And you can vote at themamas.org. And I should mention that the first round of voting ends this Tuesday.
Right? Yeah.
And it's free to vote. All you have to do is sign up. There used to be kind of like an admission fee to get into the website to vote. Now it's just if you would like to offer a donation to support the Mama's cause, which is to get music instruments into the hands of kids that otherwise might not.
That's always nice.
Yes.
To reach out to the young folks.
Yeah.
Got to get the next generation of James Earl Tates.
Oh, absolutely. My gosh. So you didn't know you were up for these awards?
Well, I've heard talk about it.
He's sandbagging now.
I don't like to brag about me.
Oh. Well, we're happy to brag for you.
Okay.
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
Thank you so much.
Oh, man, I love it.
James, so real quick, tell us the next show you have on the calendar.
The next show is going to be August 9th, I think.
That's right.
Yep. That's a Tuesday night.
Uh-huh.
And that'll be at the Red Rooster.
Nice.
Awesome. It is a pleasure and an honor to have you in our studio tonight, James.
No Thank you kidding. So much for having me.
I cannot express my appreciation enough. Thank you for coming
Thank
in.
Thank you.
Now, we have one more premiere song, don't we, Jimmy?
Ooh, we do. Yes. And
what's it called?
This song is called Taxi. Of the two, is actually my favorite because this song is so smooth, James.
Ooh, James.
Tell us about this song.
This song, I copied this song from a gentleman out of Milwaukee, Harvey Scales and the Seven Sounds.
Oh, yeah.
And he did a version of this song that I really, really like. Harvey used to bring tears to my eyes when he would sing this song.
Wow.
So I learned it and decided that maybe I can do this song. But the band I have says, "Oh, no problem. We got this. We got this one."
Excellent. Here it is.
It's so good.
Mm.
James Earl Tate.
This is all about the lovers. All about loving.
It's about me, then. Ooh. Thank you very much. Max Inc. Radio.
Taxi, take me to the other side of town. Before my lady puts me down. Hurry driver. She's my reason for living, and this is why I'm living. To run red lights, stop sign, get as fast as I can. Get your meter running and keep your engine humming. I gotta get there in a hurry. I think I'm going out of my mind. Taxi, take me to my baby's place. Hurry driver. Take me to brighter time.
Max Inc. Radio. Radio for the people.
See my troubles following me on down the river into the sea. I can see it in cages and corners and caves. It's everywhere I go. Feel it in my
Radio, we are local music. That's Listening Party. They're playing Wisconsin State Fair tomorrow, folks.
Ooh,
tomorrow
at
3:45,
yeah.
Listening Party. Hey, thank you, James Earl Tate. You're awesome. Your
Jimmy,
music,
was that amazing?
It was just, I'm shaking in my boots
we're,
right
we're
now.
Still talking about James Earl Tate. He's saying his goodbyes, and that was a thrill.
We got to say our byes. Carrie Osborne from the Mamas is coming up next. Also, we're going to talk about the Waukesha Rotary Blues Fest. This is Max Inc. Radio.